What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
See Sparky Pfeiffer, Charlie Usen producing, joining us now. He is Mason Crosby, former Packers kicker, hosts the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder-Nellis, weekday mornings 9 to 11 here on The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at CrosbyKicks2. Mason, are you as emotional and upset as I am?
I don't know if I could ever get as emotional and as upset as you do, Sparky. We had two good weeks together, and so I learned your rhythm of worry and your cadence on how you view some of the things,
I told you on Friday, I said, I'm concerned about this game.
I know.
You laughed at me. Lawrence Holmes laughed at me from the score. The Chicago dude himself laughed at me. It was one thing you laugh at me. Okay, that hurts a little bit. But when the dude in Chicago who covers the team, he goes, you are not Sparky. There's nothing to be worried about in this game. But clearly, there was a lot to be worried about.
Yeah, there was. And I don't want to have Holmes on again because, I mean, he'll make us... I guess make me eat crow like for that game, but he also has to eat crow, I guess, because he didn't see the Bears
right.
in that one as well. And I mean, this Bears team, what, they had 20 yards of offense when they scored 14 points in that first half or in that first quarter even. So it was an ugly game. It looked like the Packers team was there in half measure, just kind of like, okay, let's try to sneak through this one, keep guys from getting hurt. But that didn't work. We lose Christian Watson to an ACL tear where I'm not sure if he should have even been out there. The response of Christian Watson's on the field because Romeo Doubs got sick and couldn't go, that doesn't make any sense to me. Jordan Love, it looks like he avoided any kind of serious injury. It just got maybe his elbow hit and a nerve thing in his hand. Probably would have, looks like he would have come back if that would have been a playoff game or, a different situation. I heard you talking about the Peanut Tillman punch. Obviously, the Bears, have that and have practiced that because they punched that one out with Reed. We get the ball back there at the end of the game, cause a fumble against DJ Moore. And it looks like, okay, we'll get in the field goal range. We'll end this thing, manage the clock well. But we didn't do that. And then we just let that Bears team march down the field, look like we were doing some good things, and then we just gave them a free play to go ahead and get into field goal range and beat us. So some concerning things in that game, no doubt. It ends up being a meaningless game for where we were seated. And now it's a new season. We're in the playoffs, and I have to look back in my time on this Packers team and like the teams we had, and it's like, okay, can I remember some years where it ended a little weird, stuff didn't really change, and then you were able to regroup and refocus? You never want the season to end the way this did, with losing two games, division games that are kind of emotionally driven as well. But things can happen. You can reset, refocus, and hopefully get moving into the Eagles game with at least a positive approach. And a lot of questions to be answered. So if they can answer those questions that we all have and that they probably have themselves, you know, this Philly game could go the way that they want it to.
I've got people asking me in the last 24 hours, could this be a game that the locker room and LaFleur maybe aren't on the same page, where maybe LaFleur starts to lose guys in the locker room based on things that happen in that game? I mean, that call at the end, I heard DJ Moore earlier on the Score this morning talking about they walk up to the line, they know they need 13 yards, whatever it was. They see how the Packers are playing. Caleb Williams like, oh, this is what you're going to do? Cool, we'll check out of this and just go down the middle. And that's what it was. He went down the middle. And then after the game, they're talking to the Packers DBs and they're like, we played it the way we were told to play it. Like, this isn't going to be on us as far as why this happened. I mean, that was one of the more brutal defensive calls I can remember in Packers history as far as a big moment situation. And how, I mean, they defended it like they were getting ready to defend a Hail Mary.
Yeah, I talked about it this morning. It was weird to see those safeties lined up. We called a timeout because they came out in like a three-stacked wide receiver look, and our DBs, you know, it looked like they had good leverage and good coverage just to kind of how they thought they should line up against that. We call a timeout, and then we come out in this prevent, cover the sideline type of defense. I mean, it's 15 seconds on the clock. Like, they had plenty of time. It's, what, third down as well, so it wasn't fourth down. They have plenty of time to throw the ball in the middle of the field and get up and you know, spike the ball and stop the clock. So it was wild how we decided to play that, and it obviously cost us. The only one that like stuck out in my mind that I remembered was against the Bucks in the NFC Championship, was that 2020 season, where right before halftime we call a timeout. You know, it's a long field goal. I think they like had maybe showed that they might try a field goal. They bring the offense back out. It's like, okay, they're going to just run an out route, try to get a few more yards. Honestly, just let them do it if you have to. Play, you know, drop back defense. We go into press coverage, and they run by, I think it was Kevin King, on that left side for a touchdown there. And it's like, that kind of stuff just doesn't make any sense. It's like you call a timeout, you have communication. And I still remember Pettin on the sideline freaking out because they had a conversation, and I'm pretty sure that like he kind of got overridden on how they wanted to play that. Like I don't think LaFleur wanted to let them have an easy out route, so we pressed up on coverage and then they ran by us. So I don't know what's occasionally sometimes overthinking, over communicating on what you think might happen and how to play it can cause some problems. So up there in the kind of the leadership and the coaching side, they just need to simplify the mindset, how they're approaching things, have a very consistent plan, because if you go into this Philly game and you're not on the same page, this thing could get out of hand for this Packers team pretty quick.
Talk with Mason Crosby, former Packers kicker. Check out his radio show weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Mitch Thunder Nellis. And a big announcement coming up on Thursday. President of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, will join the Mason Crosby show. And I am looking forward to that. He'll be on at 10 a.m. on Thursday, Mason. Nice get.
That's right. Yeah. We've been trying to get him on for the last couple weeks. I know since he was honored there at the Packers game a couple weeks ago. Obviously a busy man. So really, really grateful that he's going to jump on and have a conversation with us. So yeah, don't miss that. 10 a.m. on Thursday, we will be talking with Mark Murphy and just picking his brain, kind of running through his time there in Green Bay, his legacy, what he sees he's leaving, and kind of how it's going to go moving forward. So it'll be awesome to catch up with him and have him on the show.
Tommy, from a kicker perspective, what this is like on the sidelines when your coach is indecisive and doesn't know what he wants to do and is having a conversation through a timeout with Rich Bisaccia. Literally, the camera was on him. And before it goes away from him, you literally say, okay, we're going to go for it. And he looks down at his play card or whatever, and like, I don't know, within 30 seconds, here comes McManus running out onto the field past him. I'm like, what is going on? I thought he just said we're going to go for it. And then McManus out there kicks it, and then you see McManus go to the sidelines, and you literally see LaFleur go, yeah, we were going to go for it or whatever. And McManus is like, I got you, coach, pretty much, I think is what he said after he kicked that 55-yard field goal. That type of indecisiveness also probably isn't good for things.
No, I had a situation like that my last year there in Green Bay. It was right before half. I think that was against the Vikings. It was a 56-yarder. Kind of threw a little route. You could tell Coach LaFleur was a little indecisive. He was like, you know, him and Aaron were communicating, and I just kind of took. I went out on the field. Like, he was looking, kind of looked back at me, and I jogged out to the numbers, and he was just like, "All right, we're kicking it." And you have to kind of take those chances sometimes.
You made the call.
I made the kick. Yeah, it was I tell Molly, like, she's like, "What? You're just like, you're so dumb. Like, why would you do that?" I'm like, "Hey, you got to be bold in this thing sometimes. You got to take a chance." So, you know, McManus, kind of stepping out and saying like, "Yeah, I got this." Like, he was bold and he went out and did it. And I think that's, again, that's where he's given a little shift in the kicking game, is just that experience.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
It's that knowledge, that trust and understanding of, all right, know your limitations, but also the boldness to be like, I'm going to do this and step out and execute. So, young guys just don't have that. You know, you're not going to go out there and kind of put yourself on the line. You're trying to preserve and get to that next contract. But whenever you've been around and you've done it for a while, you can kind of put the brass brass stuff out there, if you will. I won't say the other.
No, you don't say that. No, but I know what you're meaning, Mason. Exactly. Crosby. I know what you're meaning. So then, how do the players look at that when the coach is indecisive?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure nobody was really looking at it. I think it was a kind of a tough situation. I mean, 55-yarder in cold conditions with, looked like the field was getting chewed up a little bit. It's not just like a guarantee, like, all right, we're going to go do this. I would say with how he hit it, I feel like he probably had told them a range of, you know, acceptability and situations where he felt good. So, I can't imagine they didn't have that conversation. And in LaFleur's mind, I think LaFleur had made that mistake of calling the timeout in the time that he did, and he didn't want to leave them any more time. So he was trying to decide, should we try to go for it, get the first, almost like the Lions did, and then run this thing out like they did against us there in Detroit. So I think it was just, oh man, I made a bad call. Calling that timeout, leaving time on the clock, and then now trying to decide. So I don't think players really like waver on that all too much. It's definitely seen more from a media and fan perspective, just because you break down that film and you can see it in game a lot more than how the players are feeling it all around.
The one thing Matt LaFleur gets knocked on, Mason Crosby, is that people don't feel like he's a big game coach at the end of the day. How do you view that?
Well, I mean, the proof is in the pudding with that. Obviously haven't, really come through, especially, in those big games in the playoffs, a couple NFC championships, just having the really good teams through the regular season, and then not being able to execute, especially at home, in some of the playoff games that I was involved in. As of right now, that is the situation. He needs to get over that hump, needs to find some signature big game wins, and obviously we're going to have one and have an opportunity this week against Philly. You going to Philadelphia in the playoffs is no easy task. The last the only time I think I went there was in 2010 when we went out there and beat them, had to intercept the ball in the end zone to come out with a win. So it is going to be a grinder game. It's going to be a tough game, and guys are going to have to make significantly bigger plays than they did against those three teams throughout this season. So the path to the Super Bowl is pretty set, as far as you're going to have to beat Philly. You're going to have to go to Detroit and beat Detroit. More than likely, you get past Detroit, you're going to probably go to Minnesota and have to play them in their stadium. So this is not going to be an easy task, but I said on the show this morning, it's a one-game season. You build a really good rhythm throughout this week, and you go to Philadelphia, not focused on all of their things, their strengths, how they execute, what they're trying to do to beat us. We need to dictate the game and take the fight to them and really be in an attack mindset. And I think that's the best way to go into an opposing team's environment and get a victory in the playoffs.
Yeah, one last one for you here on a Green and Gold Monday Talk with Mason Crosby. Listen to Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis weekday mornings 9 to 11 here on The Fan. It's Monday. Game's not till Sunday. By the way, the fact that they're not Sunday night Sunday or Monday night is absolutely ridiculous to me, how they're not in prime time. Either way, I mean, Philadelphia's a gigantic market, and you have Green Bay, and you're deciding to put Tampa Bay and Washington on a prime time game over the Packers, Eagles. Yeah,
makes no sense.
Okay, but here's my question. So it's Monday, game's not till Sunday, so you're going to change your opinion, I'm sure, throughout the week as we go. What kind of confidence level do you think they can win this game right now as we sit day after a Packers loss to the Bears?
Gosh, that's a tough one, just because of how, that game was. Some of the starters stopped kind of playing as much in the second half. I saw it seemed like there was a snap count. Obviously, Jordan didn't play the whole game. I don't like how they finished this season. So my confidence level right now is not extremely high, but I also I when you were on the show through these last 2 weeks, I had some opinion about I don't have a ton of confidence in this Eagles team. There's just something about this team that I feel like they just don't have that thing right now. They have a great record. They've won a ton of games. I just could see them losing a game that they shouldn't here in the playoffs. And I think this Packers team, if they do it the right way through the week, have a good week of work, their young players just kind of push aside all the noise, all the rhetoric, take this as a one-game season, that this is the most important game that they're playing in their career, in this season, I think they can go out there and really make some noise and find a way to win this game. So the betting odds have kind of already been moving, I saw. It's yep. Crazy. They started at, 3.5? They went to 5.5. I think they even pulled back a little bit again. So, I think Vegas, a lot of odds makers are a little uncertain about how this game is going to play out. Obviously, if Jalen Hurts is playing, he hasn't played in a while.
He's still in concussion protocol as of today.
So that's interesting. I think without Jalen Hurts, this Packers team has a really good shot to go out there and win. Saquon's going to be a tough task to handle. I feel like we haven't really played a running back of his caliber since week one, since they faced him in Brazil. So, he is in a league of his own as far as talent at that running back position. So we will be tested in the run game, unlike any other team in a long time. So that will be interesting to see how we fare against that. But I think defensively we can match up against this team. We just have to find a way to, continue to run the ball with Josh Jacobs, and then find a way to be a little more dynamic on offense. I just think our offense has gotten a little stagnant, not very dynamic. I thought Malik Willis honestly did a good job of just trying to give receivers opportunities to go up and make plays. So I hope Jordan Love saw that and saw that some of his guys will go up and find a way to make plays on 50-50 balls or balls that are thrown in the right spot, and they can have a chance. So those types of things are what's going to be the way that this team can go out in Philly and get a win. So I'll be interested to see how that progresses through the week, how this team talks and feels after their practices, and the storylines that are coming out of the Packer camp throughout the week, and then I'll have my opinion come the end of the week, and really decide what I think is going to happen on Sunday.
I'm at 0% right now. Mason Crosby.
You don't like it. All right.
I hate it. I think they're going to get killed. I do. And again, maybe I'll change my mind between now and Friday. But after the last 2 weeks, I'm about as down on this team as I've been for certain all year. All year, I was like, they could beat Detroit. They could beat Minnesota. Yeah, they lost to them, but they're right there. They have a chance. And after watching this last week and then thinking back to the previous week where for three quarters or whatever, they weren't really the better team at all. They didn't get going to the fourth quarter. It's very hard for me to get on board with this team.
They came out slow these last 2 weeks against the Lions when they played them in Detroit. Like, if they come out slow against the Eagles, yeah, this thing could be bad. You know, it could be a 35-10 type of game. So they need to start fast, and they need to really punch them in the mouth right from the gate.
Mason Crosby, Mitch Thunder Nellis, they punch you right in the mouth every weekday morning. That's from right. 9 to 11 here on The Fan. Follow Mason on Twitter at CrosbyKicks2. Mason, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it. Keep it up.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Mason Crosby. Again, don't forget, Packers president Mark Murphy joins the Mason Crosby Show Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Put a little reminder in your phone on your calendar to make sure you got The Fan on Thursday morning to listen to Mark Murphy. That should be a good one.